It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. This happens to be my favorite holiday, so I picked one of the most important health topics, and one that's very dear to me, to talk about on this wonderful Valentine's Day. We all know that February is National Heart Health Month. And the media certainly has told us that the leading cause of death for women is heart disease. You know, this is a very personal topic to me because my mother died of a heart attack, my aunt died of congested heart failure, my brother died during open heart surgery, which makes me very aware of my family genetic risk factor. Therefore, I've researched a lot on this topic, and I wanted to bring some new thought to our discussion today. And I've invited two nurses to join in our discussion, and we welcome your questions and thoughts. So stay tuned today because you just might hear some rather startling researched information. Maybe, just maybe, the low-fat margarine message was not based on research, but only on a theory which was not accurate. So let's welcome Wendy Cates Dancer to the show. Wendy is a regular as a co-host on Dishing Up Nutrition. She's a registered nurse and nutrition counselor and educator. She sees clients at both our St. Paul and White Bear Lake office. She teaches many of our nutrition classes for the community groups and businesses. And welcome, Wendy. It's great you're here.
It's great to be here, Dar. I love being here. Love talking to people. As you know, I'm very passionate about this subject. And sitting next to me is Deb Reeves. Deb, it's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Deb is a hospice nurse and someone who has used food and nutrition to totally change her husband's risk factors for heart disease. So we know this is a show about women's heart health, but since it's Valentine's Day, we knew that you would be interested in Larry's success because Larry is certainly your Valentine, isn't he, Deb?
Oh, he most certainly is.
So welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. We know some people have heard about Larry's story, but it's such an amazing story that I'm sure they would love to hear it again. So, Deb, can you share your story?
I can, but can I first give my husband a personal Valentine?
Oh, I
absolutely.
Suppose, yes.
Oh, please. Oh. Mush, mush, mush. We'll try it out.
Well, you know, I wanted to do this, but I found that, I don't know, if I, an hour I can comprise all my feelings, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
Over 20 years ago, I met the most incredible man that walks this earth, and he continues to be my inspiration. He is the love of my life. He is the father of my children, and I just want him to know that I absolutely adore him.
I thought there for a minute you were speechless, and I was a little worried.
He does take my breath away. After 20 years, he
That's
does.
Amazing.
He absolutely
now
does.
Now, you can all the listeners out there, you can see now why we had her on the show on Valentine's Day. I mean, that is the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Well, All I can say is that, Larry, I absolutely adore you, and you have taken up permanent residency in my heart.
So let's talk about Larry's
Hallmark,
heart.
Are you listening?
Well, you know, Larry is the reason that I'm here. And, you know, years ago, we got together, and the first thing we started to do is we fell in love, got married, we started having babies. And back-to-back pregnancies, well, the pounds added up, and it wasn't long after that the health problems started. And first it was his blood pressure and cholesterol.
Now, wait a minute.
Well,
weren't you carrying the baby?
Larry and I have something in common. I like to cook, and he likes to eat.
Oh, okay.
No, we both like to. And that combination of, ice cream.
And you're so much together that, you know, when you had the baby, he gained the weight right along with you.
Believe it or not, pound for pound, our first pregnancy, we both put on 60 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Pound for pound.
Doing things together, I would say, wouldn't you? That's a definite soulmate
there. We like good food. I love to cook. It was just a great combination. But
that's so sweet.
But what happened was that his weight gain caused some health issues. And, you know, the blood pressure goes up, the cholesterol goes up, and what's the first thing that happens? We go to the doctor, meds. Okay, he's on a few meds. And then he became insulin resistant. And it was, I still can remember the day he was driving to work and he called me and he said, Deb, I have diabetes. And my heart stopped. As a nurse, I mean, we know how devastating that is for every organ in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
this is terrible. But because he has relatives that are diabetics, I thought, well, this is part of the
course. Just the way it is.
Yeah, just the way it is. I never thought it was anything we were doing. I thought it was just life. This is what life handed us.
And Larry was at that time about how old?
Oh, well, let's see. In his 30s.
Oh, my gosh. And he was already diabetic.
Late 30s.
Okay.
And so with the insulin resistance comes more meds.
Mm-hmm.
So Larry was on at least 6 meds, you know, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. And so it's like, well, we got to do something. So, of course, in comes the sugar-free, fat-free food and the Diet Pop. Because that's what the doctor said.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to pull the fat away. You've got to pull the sugar away. And that kind of leaves you Diet Pop and pretzels. Well,
exactly.
And go back to the doctor, and we're hoping for this miracle because we're following it, and his labs are worse. Now, how can it be he's eating yucky food and his labs are worse? And it was just incredible. And at that time, the doctor said to Larry, because his triglycerides had gone to 1,300, he said, you are a ticking time bomb to have a heart attack. We just don't know how long the fuse is.
And because normal triglycerides are like 150 or lower.
Oh, yeah, and here is our
1,300.
The technician called to say that he could see the actual fat in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's from eating no fat.
Well, yeah, we pulled it all away, Dar. You know, I still remember buying
isn't that interesting?
I still remember buying this product, this wonderful heart health product, and I said, well, I'm going to fry something in it, and I put it in the pan. It was like putting a glob of pudding in the pan because it just stood there and burned. Didn't melt like butter. Didn't taste like butter. Looked like butter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were, you know, life went on. More meds, bad. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to, you know, I took me forever. You know, I took up flying, and I joined a gun club to find a man because I was 30. And my time was running out, and I wanted more. I had a daughter, and I wanted more children. So I did the things I needed to find somebody. I find my knight in shining armor, but he's unhealthy, and I might risk
losing
him.
And he's a ticking time bomb.
Well, when the doctor tells you could lose your husband, it just is. I found that when he put his hand up to his chest, you know, being a nurse, it's like, are you all right? If he looked uncomfortable, it almost sent me to panic mode because it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
The heart attack was coming. It was just when.
Mm-hmm.
And so about that time, I was taking an art course in Woodbury, and I thumbed through the adult ed magazine, you know, the catalog that they have, and I came across Jumpstart Your Metabolism, and it talked about insulin resistance, and it just, geez, you know, nothing else has worked, no diet has worked, nothing has worked, maybe, just maybe. So the smartest thing I ever did was, because I was already taking a course at night, I said to Larry, because usually, you know, I might have just taken it for him, and I said, Larry, why don't you take this course? You know, I don't want you to go on insulin. That as a nurse, I don't want that to happen. And, you know, maybe this will help. Well, so he did. He took the course, and it was a two-hour course. My course finished early, about 15, 20 minutes early. So I'm sitting outside the door trying to get close to the door to listen to what's being said. And he was so pumped when he left your course there.
Well, of course, because you know who was teaching. Barb Bredesen and myself.
but it was all new information. I mean, it was new information. it was things that we hadn't heard about. And Larry talked about, well, I said, well, what can you drink? And he's like, water. And I said, well, what about Diet Pop? He goes, no, water. And it's like, okay. And he said, and we can use butter. And I said, wait a minute. Now, your triglycerides, that's fat. Your fat in your body is out of control. You know, what am I going to, am I going to, is this going to be the final nail I put in his coffin? You know, frying eggs and butter and bringing on the meat and the protein and mayonnaise? I mean, it just didn't make
sense. And cream.
Sense.
Don't forget the cream.
Yeah, yeah, heavy cream. It didn't make sense, but we didn't have anywhere else to go, Dar. We had nowhere else to go. They had maxed him out on his medications, or I'm sure they would probably have added two or three more.
Sure.
And the statins and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something interesting happened. We followed it right to the plan, and Larry had some lab work done, less than 2 months later.
Yes,
maybe.
Less than. Mm-hmm.
And I got the results in the mail, and Larry was at work, and I opened up the results, and I'm thinking, you know, all this butter, God only help us what those numbers are going to be. And I almost fell over. I was just, oh, my God. And it was about that time, and I went on the front porch, and I started jumping up and down. Now, this is not a person that typically jumps up and down, mind you. So Larry's coming up, and he's thinking, you know, all our family's back east. Something terrible has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets home, and I said, Larry, you're not going to believe this. Your results are normal. The triglycerides. It was like sliding down the side of the mountain how fast those results went down. I mean, straight down. When I grafted them, it just drove the point home how fast this program can work.
And his triglycerides went from 1,300 to what?
What, under 200.
Under 200, yes.
And his fasting glucose, which was 220 or 225.
That's his blood sugar.
Uh-huh. Went down to the low 100s.
Mm-hmm.
His cholesterol, which was in the 400s, dropped to 140.
Wow.
And the first thing I did was I picked up the phone and I called you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, thank you. You have saved my husband's life. We had nowhere else to go. I mean, I envision, you know, he'd go blind or lose limbs from diabetes. I mean, as a nurse, you know what's coming down the road. You know. And to my surprise, every one of his ailments was due to food.
Yes.
And listening to what we thought was right, following the pyramid that the government set, saying, you know, eat all these grains, eat the carbs, which are, you know, the breads, and eat this, and we followed it, and it's use oils and butter sparingly, and we didn't use butter, it's margarine.
Yes.
And because of you, in just 2 hours, mind you, 2 hours and what, $35?
Mm-hmm.
And now, how many thousands have we spent in medications? How many thousands have we spent in tests, an hour sitting in doctor's office when it was a two-hour course that changed his life.
Now, Deb, how many years ago was that?
Oh, is it six?
6 years ago. And now, is Larry on any medications now?
Zero.
Okay.
Oh, well, we take our vitamins and things that we need that way, but in terms of prescription medicines. And, you know, he was a diabetic. He had high cholesterol. He had high blood pressure. He is alive, healthy, and well, and I look forward to being with him as we grow old.
Amazing, isn't it?
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So what you had to do from your two-hour class is you actually lowered Larry's processed carbohydrates. No more pretzels.
Oh,
right?
Got rid of the pretzels. Well, I didn't realize that they just turned to sugar faster than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I'm giving them fat-free pretzels, and they're raising up everything. It's just amazing. Yeah.
But when you lower the processed carbs, you lower your blood sugar.
Right.
That, in turn, lowers the triglycerides, which, in turn, lowers your bad cholesterol, which is the LDL cholesterol.
And the blood pressure.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, my baby.
So, ladies, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. As women wanting to avoid heart disease, there is so much more we need to know about cholesterol than just the total cholesterol numbers. In fact, you know, a study that was published in The Lancet in 2001 advised doctors to be cautious about reducing cholesterol in people over 65 because Several studies found a link to lower cholesterol in respiratory disease, lower cholesterol in depression, lower cholesterol in stroke. So stay tuned, because when we come back, Deb and Wendy will discuss what each cholesterol number means and what are healthy numbers to have. So today, if you have questions about heart health, it is 651-641-1071.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound. There I'm black ahead, making my way through the crowd.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Cape Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Deb Reeves, who is a hospice nurse, and Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing today, which is very appropriate, Valentine's Day, Heart Month, women's heart health.
Before break, Dar asked us as nurses to explain what all these cholesterol numbers mean. So let's start with the HDL number. That's considered the good cholesterol because it picks up all of the debris in your bloodstream and carries it back to your liver so it can be broken down and detoxified. Research tells us the higher the number, the better. The number should be at least 40, but 80 or 90 is even better.
So how can you raise your HDL numbers? Well, you can raise it through exercise. That's a big way that you can raise your good cholesterol. You can raise it by eating nuts. Yes, we said nuts. We know nuts have a lot of fat in them, but that raises your good cholesterol. And salmon, that wonderful wild-caught salmon. And also taking about 3,000 milligrams of fish oil daily. Remember, the higher we can get that HDL, the better.
Well, now let's look at the triglyceride number. We recommend 100 or less. Higher levels of triglycerides are very dangerous. It comes from eating too many processed carbs and sugar. Before Larry changed his diet, his triglycerides were 1,300. And that's when he was considered a ticking time bomb. But now his triglycerides are under 200.
So, and that's really quite perfect, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
High triglycerides, again, are very dangerous and usually a sign that you will soon become a diabetic.
Mm-hmm. How to lower, stop eating, well, it's easy. You stop eating sugar, bread, pasta, candies, brownies, and soda. Anything.
And pretzels. Don't forget the pretzels.
Don't forget those.
I bet Larry
pretzels.
Was happy to give up those pretzels.
Well, they're so tasteless. You might as well eat cardboard. And then don't forget high fructose corn syrup.
You have to give that high fructose corn syrup up, don't you?
And you have just lowered your heart attack risk by lowering your blood sugar and lowering your triglycerides.
And remember that the sugar causes inflammation, which is the leading cause of heart disease.
Now let's talk about the LDL cholesterol, the benefits of LDL. I said benefits. That's known as our bad cholesterol. But it actually helps us make hormones. It helps our memory. It repairs cracks or lesions in our blood vessels.
And, yeah, and a nice safe range for that is 100 to 130. We need some, but not too much. The foods that increase LDL cholesterol are French fries, muffins, microwave popcorn, Skippy peanut butter. These are all foods with hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil.
So how do you lower your LDL cholesterol numbers if they're too high? You stop eating bad fats. And by that, we mean refined oils. We mean hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated oils. And avoid eating these things. Make sure you check the labels. Even if it says zero trans fats on the front, you can still find partially hydrogenated and hydrogenated fats if you read what's in the ingredients. And please avoid the vegetable oils. Avoid corn oil. Avoid soybean oil, and because these oils are very refined and they're very damaged. And avoid muffins, cereal bars, and margarine, hydrogenated fats.
So, you know, the bottom line, people, is unhealthy cholesterol numbers come from too many processed carbs, high fructose corn syrup, and trans fats in refined oils. Not from real vegetables or real fruit or real meat and or real fat. And this is really researched information. We have research to support this.
A lot of research to support it.
A lot of research.
And we have Larry.
Yes.
We have proof. But not just Larry, Dar. You and I see clients every week,
yes,
don't we,
exactly.
That have done the same thing.
Well, and if you want to know more about keeping your health heart healthy, take the six-week course. I took that, and it's just incredible. It's just what you will learn, you will not begin to believe. And you can check the website. You'll find classes in Cambridge, Andover, Woodbury, Stillwater, Shoreview, Burnsville, White Bear Lake, Edina, Wayzata, Chanhassen, Maple Grove, and St. Paul. I think you ladies have covered the whole gamut.
Oh, we're moving out. We're moving up and out.
And the cost, it's only $225 for six life-saving classes. Plus, you'll get the benefit of losing a little weight as you go.
And this class is called the Weight and Wellness Series, with a huge emphasis on wellness.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how, you know, I mean, aches and pains dissolve, people start thinking better, energy levels go up, people start sleeping better. We pretty much cover it all, including heart health, mm-hmm. which is a huge piece of that class also. And we have a special deal because it's Valentine's Day. If you sign up with a friend or a family member, you can each save $35 off the cost. And so that's a total cost of $190. And that's what, people pay more than that in prescriptions a month.
Yes, definitely, they do.
And that includes this great nutritional manual, a cookbook. And I want to tell you a story about this cookbook because I saw one of our old clients, Star, that we... she hasn't been to see us for a couple of years because
mm-hmm.
she's doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw her at the grocery store the other day, and guess what she had in her cart?
No kidding. She
her
had the
Dishing Up Nutrition cookbook, and that's what she was shopping from.
And that's why she's doing so well.
Yeah. She goes, look, here it is. And she was shopping from her. That was just such a great thing to see. And so the other thing that you get in this class is there's this synergy of what happens with a group of people. We have very well-trained teachers and nutritional counselors. We're hearing compliments all the time about, I've been to tons of classes, I've been to professional training, and no one holds my interest like you do. No, you know, we're just getting compliments all the time about our teachers. And the other thing is they walk the talk and they practice what they preach.
They do, definitely.
So, you know, why not grab your best girlfriend, your sister, or your mother and make it a girls' night out? Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Mm-hmm.
A healthy girls' night out. Or grab your honey and bring him.
You know, and this actually happened to me. I was teaching a class in Highland. It was the Jumpstart Your Metabolism class. And this young couple showed up, and it was their date for the week. So we all got to participate in their date. It was so much fun.
It was great. So if people want to know, how do you find out or how do you sign up, give St. Paul a call. It's 651-699-3438. Or if that line's busy today, call Hannah. She's at 952-345-0766. And it's break time again. You're listening
to Dishing Up
Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in life-changing nutrition education. You know, you may be asking yourself, what is the leading cause of heart disease in women? Research clearly tells us it's not cholesterol, but inflammation. Inflammation in the blood vessels. So your next question must be, what causes inflammation? Well, stay tuned because Wendy and Deb have the answers. Questions today, 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. On this Valentine's Day, we are discussing the best nutrition for a healthy heart. So inflammation is the leading cause of heart disease.
So what are you eating that causes inflammation in your blood vessels or lifestyle habits that cause inflammation?
I think we all know that smoking, drinking, too much alcohol, and too much stress doesn't help the situation at all. And if you are serious about avoiding heart disease, get some help to stop smoking, limit your alcohol to a glass of wine a day, or, you know, two or three glasses a week. The best stress management is to eat 5 to 6 times a day and exercise 30 to 40 minutes.
Certainly is.
Mm-hmm. And foods that cause inflammation, well, Sugar, ba 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 ba. Oh, sugar, sugar. And high fructose
not
corn
so
syrup.
Not so sweet.
No, it's not. High fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil.
And be careful not to have gum disease or other ongoing infections in your body, but particularly in your gums, because that can greatly affect your heart. Sugar actually decreases your immune system and your immune function.
Yes, and so we had just a wonderful surprise as we
Yes, we did!
And we had flowers delivered to us, and Larry sent us... Deb's Larry sent us each a bouquet of flowers, and I want to read my card because it says, Dar, thanks, because of you, my heart beats strong.
Ah.
Isn't that great? Happy Valentine's Day, Larry.
And what does yours say,
what
Deb?
What does yours say, Deb?
Is it too mushy to read on the air?
No. I think he took that into consideration. That we might do that. It says, Deb. You always make my heart flutter. Love, Larry.
Oh,
he's the best.
Isn't he the best?
Looks like Seth FDD in here.
Yes. It's just
thank you,
fabulous.
Larry. That is very, very special. We love him, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's very nice.
Yes, we
thank
do.
You.
What do we do next?
I don't know.
It smells so good here.
So should we probably take some calls.
Okay, should we take a caller? Okay. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for waiting. You're on Dishing Up Nutrition.
I was glad to wait. Actually, I took a shower and shaved while I waited.
All right.
Oh, good.
Well, you see, now you're ready for your sweetie.
and you answered my question and then created a couple of more.
Okay.
Ah.
Wendy, when I came to see you, you put me on, I think it was 800 milligrams of fish oil a day.
Uh-huh.
And said I might be able to go up, so my question was, how far can I go up? And I think you answered that, said up to 3,000 or something.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. And you were talking about cholesterol. When I came to see you guys, my cholesterol, my bad cholesterol was pretty good. It was 120. My good cholesterol was 21.
Oh.
And my last checkup, it was 59.
Fabulous.
And it was 59 less than a year after we started the program.
That is great. That's wonderful, Joseph. Wow,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
I feel really good about that. So then the only thing that we're not doing too well is I'm still dipping into the sugar more than I want to, and I haven't lost any weight. But it's actually been a pretty good couple of weeks. But we are eating all real food and all that kind of stuff. But then the other question I have is we also take care of my aunt who has Alzheimer's and is in hospice.
Ah.
And... Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see her today. My partner is over there being her home health care person today. And she wants Kentucky Fried Chicken for dinner.
Okay.
No. She's in hospice. Yeah. I worry about that? Because I heard that Dee's a hospice nurse. Or can I just bring her Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, let's go ahead and answer that, Deb.
Well,
or Deb, I'm sorry.
You know, I think sometimes there comes a time in life when it's what they want.
She's 90. Her body's held in there pretty well.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard when you've lived to be 90, and if you want Kentucky Fried Chicken and you're in hospice, I think she gets it. You don't have any, though.
No, I'm going to get a meal for one for her, and I'm going to get Paul and I something else.
There you go.
Yeah, there
you go.
Joseph, I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks, ladies. Love your show.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day, and Paul,
too.
So I think what we should probably, you know what, we had a caller that asked us and she didn't stay on the line, but she was wondering if she started taking the weight and wellness classes now, and she has a lot of symptoms apparently. If she started taking it, how long before her symptoms would start to go away? And so...
Well, Larry's a prime example.
Yeah, it was like...
Less than 2 months.
Yes, and he had lots of symptoms. And Wendy, you're teaching every week weight and wellness. What do you see with clients?
It's absolutely amazing. On my own story, and I'd suffered from a lot of things, Star, but heartburn. You know, I was sitting up at night because my gastric reflux disease was so bad. And, you know, in less than a week, I had no more heartburn. I mean, it's pretty significant. Every person's body is different, you know, they really are, but when you look at decreasing inflammation, when you put all the pieces together, I mean, it's just amazing you know, if I were still doing medical nursing, I'd be charting medical miracle, medical miracle, medical miracle every day. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's a great line. So, thanks, Wendy. You know what? We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Starting March 7th, my grandson's second birthday,
woohoo!
The station
Little
has
Rowan.
Asked us to move our show from 12 o'clock noon to 8 a.m. You know, that's really too early for
me. We can have breakfast with everyone. I'm excited.
But we hope that it won't be too early for you. So come on, and, you know, if you've been joining us for lunch, just change that. Join us for breakfast. So remember again, March 7th, show times change from 12 o'clock up to 8 a.m. So tell your friends and family so they can join us too. And we'll be back in a minute.
And we got a lot of love today. We got flowers. Yay. Thanks, Larry. Thanks again.
Thank you, baby.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. The number one cause of death for women is heart disease. Is that shocking to anyone? I think most women out there think it's breast cancer.
Mm-hmm, I think that's true.
But it's not. It's heart disease by far. So how can you protect yourself? We believe that nutrition is the only answer.
And we know that nutrition works. Larry's living proof.
So let's go back to Larry a minute, Deb.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had Larry stop eating trans fats and bad refined oils like soybean oil and corn oil. And you stopped eating foods with high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a known culprit for raising triglyceride levels. You used olive oil, right?
Right.
Butter. Had real cream.
Mm-hmm.
And nuts and olives for
mm-hmm.
snacks. And Larry lost weight, right?
Yes, he did. 40 pounds.
And he reduced his cholesterol and his blood sugars. Pretty neat, wasn't it?
You know, Dar, it still is mind-boggling to me that, you know, in the society where everything's got to be low-fat and you follow it, people get sick, and then they get better eating your food, but yet it still is a miracle. As a nurse, it's we're taught that medications are going to cure this, but when all they treat is the symptoms, your food was the cure.
I know it. I mean, it's because it's real, isn't it? I mean,
that's because we look at the underlying cause of inflammation. And one of my favorite quotes is, you know, if you're sitting on a tack, it takes a lot of ibuprofen or aspirin to make the pain go away.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just remove the tack?
Right.
And that's what we do.
We remove
the tack.
Yes. Which means our tack is high fructose corn syrup.
And bad fats.
And bad fats. So, interesting, since the 1950s, a standard recommendation to reduce the risk of heart disease was, again, to eat low fat. So, people have been on that low fat kick for over 50 years, and really, what has happened? Heart disease has increased, so we have to assume that eating fat is not the problem, but it's the kind of fat that you eat that is the problem.
Absolutely. Many research articles point to trans fats, partially hydrogenated oils, refined and damaged oils. These are the real culprits. These oils are damaging and gumming up your cells and your blood vessels.
Well, it is. After all, the margarine and the I can't believe it's not butter, these products are actually damaging to the blood vessels.
You know, I mentioned the fact that my mother had a heart attack and died, and you know, all the products my mother was told to eat, and did, were the culprits, such as margarine. Now, my dad, he was a farmer. He was a dairy farmer. He really wanted to stay with real butter. But, you know, back then, 25, 30 years ago, people always believed what the doctor knew best. You know, they followed their doctor's advice. So, against my dad's better judgment, they switched to margarine. And I believe the end result was a blockage that resulted in a heart attack for my mother.
Mm.
We know now that margarine or other trans fats actually raise the bad cholesterol, that's the LDL, and lowers the good cholesterol, that's the HDL.
Yes, and that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It's very scary.
And I think more importantly, when people start eating low fat, they end up eating more processed carbs, which means more sugar.
which means higher triglycerides.
Yeah, I mean, the real cause is an increase of cardiovascular the real cause of cardiovascular disease is not good fats, but sugar and high fructose corn syrup, because too many processed carbs cause blood levels to go up, resulting in excess insulin. And excess insulin causes inflammation, even inflammation in the blood vessels. I mean, it's just like one imbalance leads to another, which leads to another.
Exactly, and we have a vicious downward spiral.
So, you know, we at Nutritional Weight and Wellness and all the leading edge researchers tell us that it is sugar and processed fake foods, not good fat like olive oil, avocado, butter, and nuts, but sugar and trans fats that's a problem. You know, a perfect example of a problem food would be a cereal bar. That's a high-risk food. Think about that cereal bar. It's a high-risk food. Kind of amazing, isn't it?
So let me get this straight. Women have more heart disease because we have fallen into the low-fat, high-carb diet practice, which is damaging our blood vessels.
So we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we're discussing women's heart health. You know, when I designed the Weight and Wellness series, I designed them so someone like my mother could understand the material, make changes in her food choices. And at that time, 25 years ago, or 30 years ago, my mother really truly did lack the knowledge that because the knowledge wasn't there. Well, truly, I don't want you to lack the knowledge. So come on, sign up for the Weight and Wellness class. It's the best time you're going to spend. So we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, and those of you that have been listening for this past hour, as you can tell, we all have a lot of passion about helping women, not only women, but men too, learn how to support their cardiovascular system.
And, you know, we really want to thank Deb and we want to thank Larry, but we're going to talk a little more. We'll talk more about thanks toward the end of the show, Deb. You know, one of the things, Wendy, I know you're teaching a class coming up on osteoporosis, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's Monday evening, this coming Monday, so that would be the 16th from 6:30 to 8:30, and it's in our lovely White Bear location. And osteoporosis is a huge issue for women also. It's becoming, you know, a much bigger issue than it used to be. So we want to get that information out, too, so... you know, again, go to our website or weightandwellness.com.
And, you know, I think one of the things that people don't realize that there are actual foods that build bones, and we have a beautiful recipe for bone-building foods.
It's just absolutely fabulous.
And so you can avoid the medications that... Deb, I heard you just talking about, because you're a hospice nurse, and you see people that have been taking the medications, and what's happened to a lot of those people?
Well, we're seeing that some of the people that have had bone cancer that are taking the medications IV and the same medications that are in some of the bone-building drugs that women are getting, we're seeing some osteonecrosis of the jaw.
And what does that mean, osteonecrosis?
Well, it's necrosis means death, and osteo bone, so bone death of the jaw.
So their jaws are literally disintegrating.
Right.
They're falling apart.
Right.
So we want to tell you that there's some other possibilities. You don't need to necessarily go down that path.
Yep.
So you have another class you want to talk about.
Well, yes, I do, and that's the Jumpstart Your Metabolism class, the one that Larry took, the one that decreased his cholesterol and his triglycerides. It's a great class, and we give that in the community ed several times. But we give lots of other classes, too, you know, the two-hour classes. Wouldn't you want to reduce your pain and inflammation? Balance your moods. I mean, it's like these are the wonderful things that we're teaching out there. And you can just go and take a two-hour class and change your life. So check your community ads. Check back to our website, weightandwellness.com. There's such wonderful information on there.
And most of the classes are like $25 or $35. They're not very expensive. So,
and enough information in the two-hour class that can
change your life.
Yes, that's true. So I think that just, you know, we had a question before that someone sent in to us, and she wanted to know, we talk about cream, real cream, because we know that low fat has led to people eating too much sugar, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But real cream or real avocados or... So what's your favorite kind of cream that you buy, Wendy?
Well, I love Cedar Summit Farms cream, and people go, whipping cream? And it's like, well, yeah, it's whipping cream. So that means it is totally and completely full of fat. So it comes in a little jar, and if you have little kids, they love it. They use it then as their drinking glass once you've used up all the cream.
Well,
it's fabulous.
And it's probably one of the better creams out on the market. It's organic. It's not homogenized or any of that stuff, so tastes great. It's a great cream.
Once you use that, you won't use anything else.
But, Wendy, it is a saturated fat, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And that's always been a problem, hasn't it?
Not, you know, when. So I'm going to quote you, Dar. It's like not when you look at what the real experts say.
All right.
The real experts that have been studying fats for, for years.
So
we've heard that over and over again, but that was never based on science. The people that are studying fats know that. Saturated fats, our body knows what to do with them.
In fact, over 10 years ago, in 1995, a Canadian Journal of Cardiologists found that coconut oil, and that's saturated,
yes.
Beef, I mean, that's saturated, butter, all containing saturated fats. You know what it did? It made your good cholesterol go up.
Woohoo!
And your bad cholesterol, guess what?
Came down.
Boy, and this is exactly what happened to Larry. We stopped eating the low fat and ate all types of the good fats, the butter, the olive oil, the nuts, and his cholesterol dropped over 100 points. I mean, just by making that change, and that food tastes better.
Oh,
a lot better.
And no more pretzels. Yummy. And Diet Pop. Woohoo.
You know, even my own mother, believing that cholesterol was bad,
stopped eating eggs, didn't she?
From her organic chickens.
Oh, my gosh.
So thank you, Deb. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Larry. We had a great time on the show today. And remember, food can be your problem, or we believe that it is
your solution. And we want it to be your solution.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.